For another treat, this time in poetry from Vivi Francis, who I've heard read before and whose work I admire, and I should confess also envy. She's the author's free, envy in the best possible way, you know, I want some of that talent. Vivi Francis is the author of three poetry collections, Blue Fly, Horse in the Dark, which is her second book and that won the Cavicanum Northwestern University Second Book Prize, which is a wonderful prize to have won. And what's forthcoming, her third book, is called Forest Primeval from Northwestern, and that's in November, right? Her work has appeared in numerous journals, textbooks, anthologies, Poetry Magazine, Best American Poetry 2010 and 2014, Angels of Ascent, a Northern Anthology of Contemporary African American Poetry. Who edited that?
I believe it was Sir Charles.
I know, you want to credit him. Sir Charles. She's actually poet in residence at the University of Michigan, right?
I was.
And will be at Dartmouth University visiting in creative writing, which is wonderful, and has won a number of awards. We're in for a treat. Those of you who've been taught by her and you're learning from her, I know you're challenged by her to stretch and grow, which is always good. So let's let our imaginations flourish under her wonderful munificence.
Okay. To be, for clarity, I did my MFA at University of Michigan, and then I was the poet in residence for the Scholars Program at Alice Lloyd Hall, so I want to be really specific. But if there's an opening at the university at large, I'll take that. So, another anti-pastoral. I'll say that again. Another anti-pastoral. Because I moved from Detroit, Michigan 3 years ago to the Appalachians to work in the undergraduate program at Warren Wilson College. I did not know anything about bears. I did not know about old stone houses where snakes might reside in the walls. I did not know about wilderness. And what I expected was the bucolic. What I expected was Longfellow's Acadian ideal. What I got was a truer America, a wilderness that opened up a wilderness in me. And I'm reading from that collection of work tonight. I want to put down what the mountain has awakened. My mouth full of grass, my curious tail. I want to stand still but find myself moved patch by patch. There's a bleed in my throat. Words fail me here. Can you understand? I sink to my knees, tired or not. I now know the ragweed from the goldenrod and the blinding beauty of green. Don't you see? I'm shedding my skins. I am a paper hive, a wolf spider, the creeping ivy, the ache of a birch, a doe, a heifer. I have fallen from my dream of progress, the clear-cut glass, the potted and balconied tree, the lemon-waxed wood over a marbled pillar, fallen from that into my own nocturne, the lullabies I had forgotten. How could I know what slept inside? What would rend my fantasies to cud, and up from this belly's wet, straw-strewn field, these soundings. Taking It. This poem is for Gabby Calvacaresi and Jen Groats. I never remember the knuckles. Though his hand was bare, though their hands were bare, I remember the impressions left on this skin, the wilting and the welting. I don't remember the sound, not one smack. I remember the falls, myself falling to the floor or sidewalk, or against the brick wall my head met after a push. There were many pushes, Girls pushed, but I punched, pulled one down by the hair and kneed her as my own head bled. Girls didn't punch until high school. I had always punched. What kind of girl are you, my father asked. The kind who wants to live, I said. And I did want to, until I didn't anymore. But I wanted the leaving to be on my own terms, so I hit my father back. He owned me like any good country father. He waited for a husband to tame what he could not corral, to throw a rope like fingers round a neck. And when I missed a boy, finger holds. I remember those. Me making a fist wrongly and punching, and I didn't mean to miss. But to hit the boy, to hit him in the line below the belly, the belt line, went and broke me in the snow my first year north. I'm still afraid to fully say his name. I wore shoes too thin for the weather. Who had ever seen such snow? And I had a Georgia lilt, like molasses on a sore throat, sugared, raw, and he hated the sound of it. He was black, and I was black, and I was so happy to be in Detroit. And he aimed for my heart-shaped mouth, my gap teeth, my too sweet tongue. I felt the juvenile weight of him above me like snow after dark, falling steady and hard. I'm gonna teach you to talk regular. Then I stopped speaking at all. I kept my swollen mouth shut and a straight razor in my math book and dreamt of a bat to crack against his chest. A woman like me with soft hands, not hands of the field like my grandmother, but hands meant to stroke and soothe needs a weapon. So I studied the art of war and I watched boxing, and where else was all this rage to go? Is this too dramatic? Then find another story, find a lie. In love, body after body fell beneath my own, though my own was broken. And I made love like a sea creature, fluid as if boneless, though my bones would rattle if not for this fat I cherish, wouldn't you? And I grew to love the heavyweights, myself with one in the ring. Imagine him punching me and punching me again, saying, I'm sorry, so sorry, sorry, sorry to have to love you this way. Thank you. Altruism. I like to tease one of my Kalaloo colleagues, Gregory Pardlow, a lot. I like to tease him about New Yorkers and cynicism, right? And I say things like, ginger ale is refreshing, and so is 7-Up, and you know that. And he's like, are you being ironic? I'm like, no, I'm not, I'm being serious. So this is my poem on cynicism, altruism. Given the torch, given the wild turkey, given the reason, given the moment, given away, given another reason, given the window that frames the night's cool, given the shots and the stars and their black wraps, given that party, you know the one, with smoke and champagne and paintings you wanted to sink inside of, given the way you, given hunger, so many kinds of hunger, given the restaurants, the cafes, the bistros and diners, where all the loud beauties flaunt their wares, where all that red-tipped fury comes in a tight dress, given that kind of sophistication, the kind that craves its own reflection and finds it, given, and it is a given, your desire as an abyss none can fill or fathom, given the received needs of men and women to please and be pleased, given the construction of a bird's nest of pain, a bundle of found objects and thin limbs. Give me something else. Give me the fruit I may leave my mark upon, or flesh willing enough, but something, something besides lip and the language of loss. Give me the pleasure of knowing the giving matters to more than the receiver, and given such knowledge, give me faith, or denial, or ruth enough to manage this truth such as it is. Cracks along the outer banks. Then I had only imagined the scuffle of turtles on the island's bed of sand, their brown flippers and mottled armor that slightly repulses in glossed pictures, moving determinedly. I followed my father in manic desire to examine the natural world, rather depictions of it. So when he found the porn stash behind my bed, I did not deny it. I was a child, but not a liar. I could not understand what was counterintuitive then. He said wrong, and I said why, and continued my explorations by text. Just like a little Martin with her mouth open and her eyes scanning the horizon for the promise of more. Until a body at last opened its mysteries to me shortly after I became aware of my own. Now I too have lain on the sand belly down, having fought my way away from the interminable suck of the current, even as I long to inhabit those deeper waters, to stand on the edge of another shelf from which I might fall into that pressured abyss, to be held and held tighter, tighter, until my own pied shell relents. Emancipation, after Kara Walker. The starlings exploded from your chest. How many had you swallowed? How many? A volley of the body, one then another, every sorrow winged and seeking an invitation took its place in your breast, crowded along the lungs' limbs. There was no room in you, but they kept coming, and you couldn't keep your mouth shut. So more than more sought that grotto, craned throats of despair bent on entering. And what was it the little birds wanted? What drew such slights, small remarks, unintelligible suspicions, slaps, le petit passion, harbingers, birds not of prey but pity? Pity your shrieking head, pity your pecked liver, your useless spleen, every insult you took in. No room for love, O cher Nigo, the dandered windows, the budded floor of you, on and in they flew bird by bird until who could have held on to such things? Who? I don't blame them for wanting out. I don't blame them. Once inside you, they couldn't keep. You fought to keep them down. You finally closed the gate, pressed your lips together. Mine, you said, mine. And what could stand that? Pity love's tick-riddled feathers, its stricken feet. What was left to do but flee? So out they burst, yellow-billed, from your dark coop. And here they rest in mine. Like Jesus to the crows that gathered there along his arms upon the invitation of a slender limb, and not oblivious to human violence, perhaps they needed rest or needed to offer the succor of their presence despite the stiff collar of their feathers, despite each one being no less the children of a father who claimed an upper realm. It is not true that they packed his eyes, nor did they consider his wounds their own. They were neither irreverent nor quiet. They spoke in the tongues they knew. They cawed full-voiced and would have released him from his bindings had their beaks held the power and had there been time in that place. Like them, I have sought to comfort and be so comforted. Like them, I have seen the failure of miracles when they were most needed. And like him, I have called upon those so unlike myself when my father failed to answer. Fallen, but I was never the light of my father's eyes or any other brother's, that deep husk choir. So there was no height from which to fall. I began here in the proverbial bottom. Undertow, base from which one may rise but briefly, like the failing horse knowing it must now race, must tear out of its rusted gait, must further tear the pleuritic lining of its lungs, let its tongue loll ugly from the side of its mouth. Have you seen such a thing? Its brown coat salted with sweat as it lunges forward and lunges again, forcing its measure not up but out, knowing its ankles could fold under such weight, its nose opened into another being, sucking and snorting the only thing it takes within that does not judge it, the air, the sweet, sweet air, as it makes its way around a curve that might kill it, that assuredly will kill it. Do you see me there? Of course not. I'm over here, here in this hollow, running from my low life. Oh, Father, for the rub of a hand over my back. Oh, brothers, for the gold leaf wreath that might have meant a stroke of my calf. For that, I stretched these legs to breaking. I wrenched this belly's dark hull, dark as all alluvial things are. Lucifer's is a common story, a child's boogeyman. What should frighten you is this. Imagine what he would be had he not fallen, had he never known the elusive light at all, never been privy to the cord of God's neck. If he in fact doubted such things, believed only in what anguishes and rots. A flight of swifts made their way in, and they too settled along my cage. So expectantly beautiful their swerve, I wanted to touch them, to take their tiny frames and snap their necks. Tell me you haven't felt that way. Tell me you haven't wanted to stifle what hovers dumb before your heart. I hollowed myself into a cave for others. I opened wide as a tomb from which the stone has been rolled, and in they flew to the emptiness of me, where they made themselves a home nested lickety-split in my walls. I have never been whole, so there was plenty of room. Now inside, I am less inclined to hurt them, but consider taking flight myself, wind-borne from some vertiginous place. Why not? With so many wings within me now, beating, 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 beating. Thank you.